So I'll say a few words about the practice of dana. As I've mentioned last night, that the practice of a spiritual path cannot be reduced to the practice of meditation. It is vaster than that. It includes the practice of generosity, of morality, and meditation. And the practice of generosity and morality are also very important as a way to deepen our spiritual path and also to develop freedom. That is why in the Tavana, the retreat are organized on the principle of dana, which means the generosity that people are not asked for any obligatory contribution for a retreat, but at the end they are asked to contribute freely with generosity to the organizing of the retreat and also for the helping of the teacher. And that is in the spirit of the spiritual path. Could be done like it is in some other places where some costs are asked for the expenses, for the food and lodging, and also for the teaching. It's a different, it's a world we know very well, and I think that Tavana is very courageous in wanting to promote those values, the value of a spirituality where there's a trust in the participant, that the participant can choose and support by themselves, by their own free will, the organization of the retreat for paying the expenses and also supporting the teacher. I think in a world where everything is counted and everything is seen as money, time is money, even mine, story of a friend who called a friend lawyer to ask for an advice, and then later on she received a bill for $500 for the 10 minutes phone advice she received, you know. So it's so much that everything is counted, like the only value is the value of money. So in this sense, really in completely in tune with the spiritual practice, the retreat here organized in the sense of generosity, and I think it's a very beautiful way. It's fantastic that in the 21st century, things can still be organized in this way. I think for many people they will not believe, and it is working. If it were not working, Tavana will not organize retreats, so it's still working. It's been that people are generous enough and responsible enough to support the retreat and also the teachers. So I think that's quite a beautiful aspect of it. In Switzerland, we are not as courageous as Tavana, so the teacher do not ask anything, but usually we ask for the cost of the lodging and the food. Maybe one day will change, but so far we have not been courageous enough. But here I think it's beautiful that Tavana is doing that very much in the spirit of a spiritual path. So I think that's important that, as I mentioned last night, any choice we make is also choosing a world in which we like to live. And I think it's beautiful to be able to live in a world where also there can be a retreat of meditation being organized in this sense. That there are enough people that are responsible enough that can be done. Can you imagine if in a day there will be not enough people responsible enough for such a happening, then it will be not possible anymore. And that would be very sad. Something mean that the world of marketing and business will really take over. You know? And there's a danger in meditation that can be now. People see that there is interest, so maybe people start to want to organize in a different context and to ask money for it. So I think it's very important that we support this, the way that the retreat are organized with the full of our heart to respect and honor this practice of dana, of generosity. And it's working for me as a teacher, it's working since maybe nearly 20 years where I find enough support from the participant in the retreat. And I think it's beautiful that there is enough trust. So when I see beggars in the street in Geneva, I think those are colleagues, you know, we are living the same way. Okay? So that's why maybe I have more sympathy for them, you know, okay. Well, I still think I'm doing better than they, but, well, I don't know, but I think I'm doing better than they, but, it's true, it's an interesting way of living one's life by just receiving and, not setting salaries, and it's beautiful to feel that one is being supported in one's life by all the participants to all the retreat. I think it's a beautiful way, and I would not change it for anything as long as it can last. So let's support this this tradition. Now I will let the manager give you all the practical details for that.